refreshing Gana of course from Barfi. Good morning, it's about 7:33 at the moment. Well, not sirf ye aise gaane balki kabhi kabhi aap jab social networking sites pe jaate hain na, pehli cheez aapne aankh malte hue usme jaake login kiya aur wahan par aapne dekha ki koi Eiffel Tower se latak raha hai, koi jaake Paris mein apna honeymoon bana raha hai, koi jaake you know candlelight dinner kar raha hai, ghoom raha hai, kisne abhi abhi girlfriend banayi hai, things like that. तो सुबह सुबह आप ये देखते हैं, आप कहते हैं कि अरे दुनिया ऐसा ऐश कर रही है और आप बैठे हैं वही अपनी यू नो सुबह से शाम तक की जॉब कर रहे हैं, कुछ और नहीं कर रहे हैं. तो ये एक ऐसी चीज है जिससे डेफिनेटली आपकी कुछ स्पेशल कोचिंग की जरूरत है. एंड लाइक ऑलवेज संडे डेफिनेटली सुनैना के नाम होता है, शी इज अ लाइफ कोच एंड शी इज गोइंग टू बी वेरी सून सेइंग हेलो टू मी. सुनैना, गुड मॉर्निंग.
गुड मॉर्निंग, हाउ आर यू?
एक्सीलेंट, हाउ आर यू डूइंग? हाउ इज योर वीकेंड लाइक?
Excellent, hectic but good.
Very, very nice. Okay, now ये जो topic छेड़ दिया है सुबह सुबह about all the social networking sites and you know little weird. I was just you know speaking to a few people and they say that we hear a lot of cases the लोग बहुत depressed हो जाते हैं जैसे वो login करते हैं और वो इन लोगों को ऐसा ऐश करते हुए देखते हैं. Is that true or how far it is true?
Yes, there has been a study conducted recently at Roma, जहाँ approximately 32% of the people have admitted to feeling embarrassment अगर उनके friend requests reject हो गए हैं. They feel anxious कि अभी मुझे ये कोई include करेगा अपनी party में. They're looking out, there is pressure कि I have to also show something that is as entertaining as what is being put up. And there is a little bit of envy of other people's lifestyles. कि लोग कहाँ जा रहे हैं, लाइक यू मेंशन छुट्टी के लिए जा रहे हैं, पार्टी के लिए जा रहे हैं, कौन से सोशल सर्कल में है, कहाँ है. और ऑफ कोर्स देयर आर केसेस ऑफ हार्ट ब्रेक, जहाँ यू नो इफ यू रिसेंटली हैड अ ब्रेकअप एंड यू सी दैट योर एक्स गर्लफ्रेंड और बॉयफ्रेंड और स्पाउस व्होएवर इट इज द फॉलोइंग वीक समबडी न्यू, सो दैट विल पुश यू फर्दर इनटू अ डिप्रेशन. सो यू नो अरोमा, आजकल लाइफ ऐसी हो गई है, हम we are actually connected second by second.
Correct.
With so many people, but we are actually living a life of isolation
completely.
So technology has brought us closer to people in a technology way, but actually pushed us away in terms of a human touch, in terms of that human connection.
Right.
And that is what is bringing all these feelings of depression, anxiety and stress to people's lives.
It's become very pseudo life. You know, jo hum log hain waise nahi dikhate hain, bas dusron ke liye ki wo kaise react karenge us cheez ko, us tarah apne aap ko pesh karte hain. Definitely sounds so depressing, but isko definitely tackle karne ka koi to way hoga.
Aroma, you know, I have an analogy for this. Jaise I find these social networking sites, jaise wo saas bahu ke serial nahi hote, jahan wo saas and bahus and various husbands and everyone are in jackets and full blown sarees, ke jaise
makeup and all.
Even they're brushing their teeth, ya khana paka rahi ho, ya lad rahi ho,
banarsi saree and everything on.
Yes, full on wedding sort of kapde pehen ke wo log ghoom rahe hote. So FB is a little bit like that. पीपल जो लगा पोस्ट करें, दे आर नॉट इन द रॉन्ग. दैट इज समथिंग, जो पोस्ट कर रहे हैं ठीक है, वो अपनी खुशी शेयर कर रहे हैं. बट वॉट यू और मी एज अ व्यूअर, इफ आई एम व्यूइंग इट, बट आई हैव टू रिमेम्बर इट, दिस इज जस्ट लाइक अ सास बहू सीरियल वेयर आई एम ओनली सीइंग देम इन द मेड अप अवतार ऑफ पार्टिंग, ऑफ हॉलीडेइंग, ऑफ हगिंग देयर हस्बैंड एंड देयर चिल्ड्रन एंड हैविंग अ गुड टाइम विद देम. So I just think there are some points that we as the viewer need to remember that these people are also playing a part of being genuine.
Right.
But they are putting up that made up life. Kitne log apne husband ke saath ladai karte hue photo dalte hain ya apne bachon ko
dalte hue.
Nahi dalte hain. So you know you have to remember that. That is one point. The second is people want to share their happy events, which is fine, but you have to define your own boundaries. आप वो अपना status update दे रहे हैं, which is fair enough. I am not pointing fingers at them, but आप अपना status उनके status से क्यों connected है? कि अगर वो पार्टी कर रहे हैं और मैं पार्टी में नहीं हूँ तो मेरा स्टेटस खराब है. So you have to set your own boundaries and you have to set your own status. And also being so out of focus, हम constantly minute by minute, second by second, we are connected with other people. वो क्या कर रहा है, वो कहाँ गया, कहाँ नहीं गया. Where is the time and chance then to build your own independence, your own self confidence? So I would say focus on yourself. And I think also think it's nice to see your friends, your families, your children. their children's, how they're doing and etc. But it's also important to remember that you're watching it like a TV show or a movie. And at some point, aap wo TV serial band karte ho na, aap wo 3 ghanta cinema mein movie dekke ghar aa jate ho, and then that's the end, you've detached yourself.
Right.
So you don't end up becoming the action hero yourself, right? So usi tarah ye social networking site, so you need to take, detach yourself and cut off ke, shayad main 2 din mein ek baar check karun ya 4 din mein ek baar, the second by second, don't pressurize yourself, detach yourself.
Yes, and even last week we were talking about the fact that hospitals mein bahut jaldi ye ek apne aap mein bimari ho sakti hai, ki agar aap social networking sites ya apne smartphone se itne zyada attached hai ki aap har second by second, you know, kya ho raha hai, agar aap dekh rahe hai na, to shayad aapko waqai doctor ki help
ki zarurat hai. I think they're coming up with a phrase for it, it's going to be some new depression.
Correct. And it's going to be very, very soon in hospital. So, when that happens, I'll let you know. But one more thing, one angle, if you look at it, parents' side, their children are watching that they have, iPad, hai, and they're just, going away with chatting someone, and they are connected with all their friends and all. What can parents do to stop them?
For that, I think the most important tip is, I have recently spoke to someone and they said their daughter wanted one of the latest BlackBerry and iPhone, and she said, you can have mine. And their daughter's comment to them was, but your life depends on it. So is that the kind of role model you are portraying to your child? The child, ab dekhiye isme galti kiski hai?
Obviously parents.
Where are you taking the responsibility as a parent ki aap wo phone se itna latak rahe hain ki your child has got this impression that phone is everything for you and she or he can't take it from you. So in this case, the tip for the parents is you have to be a good role model. Are you spending all your time checking your own FB, Twitter, email?
Right.
Your parents, children will emulate what you are doing. And also you have to explain, a lot of sites I know that they have an age restriction, but because of peer pressure, because of, some parents are like, theek hai, allow kar dete hai. I think that you have to be very careful. You have to sit down and explain to your children the pros and cons of such site and be aware of the right age. The age limit is there for a reason.
Correct.
Set ground rules about how much time per week they should be allowed to be on the site, and very importantly, be their friend on that site. So they can be a sort of a person looking and being vigilant without being too intrusive.
Correct.
And, sort of minding their own business and plus looking at what the children are up to, just in order to safeguard.
Fantastic.
Because aajkal internet pe safety is a huge issue.
Correct.
As far as the young children, I think the parents or the teachers or whoever it is who's coaching them, they need to ask the young children that you have to decide, is networking through these social media, is how important it is for you, and also is it important for you to let all your friends know what you're doing all the time, what you're thinking all the time, and be very mindful of the comments you make, because in future when you grow up and you're going to have employers, you're going to go for interviews even in college, even in senior college, or even for jobs, any inappropriate image of yourself.
Correct.
I mean, it's sad, but nowadays, we are so connected that the first place anyone will look about you is through the internet.
Right.
Yes, you're judging a book by its cover, but that, unfortunately, is the first impression.
So
be very careful what you're putting on such a public medium. And don't forget to check your privacy settings for the children. Don't participate in hurtful discussions about others. This is very, very, very important.
Correct.
Do not jump on to that banner. And lastly, don't obsess about these social networking sites. And don't think these add up to be your whole zindagi. So just be careful and remember the most important point. There is nothing like spending actual time with your friends.
Yes, quality time when you have them face to face sitting next to you. Bahut sare parties mein bahut hi sad si ek picture aayi hai ki baithe hue hain sab ek hi room mein, but they've got their smartphones with them, they've got their, they're there on the social networking sites. Matlab aas paas baithe hue bhi ek dusre se baat nahi kar rahe hain, wo baat kar rahe hain unse jo unke saath social networking sites par hain.
And this is what leads to future isolation, because hum ye false belief mein hai, Aroma, ki hum connected hain. We are actually connected through a phone or a laptop.
Correct.
The internet, but how connected are you with your friends or your family members face to face, like you said?
There is nothing
like spending that quality time, that warmth, that energy with them in real life.
And apne aap ko kuch dikhana on Facebook is completely different how you are with your family members. Apne aap se ye question puch sakte, jaise aap Facebook pe hain, kya waise hi aap apni real life mein hain? the the discussion that we had, and I'm sure we're very, very soon going to have Sunaina once again with us. So Sunaina, quickly before you go, aapka number bata dijiye so that anybody who wants to get in touch with you can call you up.
Yeah, 055-425-0722. मुझे बहुत कॉल्स आते हैं जो बोलते हैं मैं बहुत जल्दी नंबर बोलती हूँ, तो इसलिए मैं बहुत धीरे बोलूंगी अभी. 055-425-0722 एंड माय वेबसाइट इज www.athenabizlificaching.com. www.athenabizlifecoaching.com. And talking about social networking sites, I also have a Facebook page which is work-related only. Uh-huh. It is Athena Coaching Solutions. So you're most welcome to look there for the update.
All right. Thanks, Sunaina. Have a brilliant day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.